NTSB identifies the start of that JAL Dreamliner battery fire. One Dreamliner has flown home, and Gulfstream's G280 wins EASA certification. This is Aero News for Friday, February the 8th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. At a news conference on Thursday, NTSB Chairman Deborah A.P. Hirschman identified the origin of that January 7th battery fire that occurred on a Japan Airlines 787 parked at Boston Logan Airport, and said that a focus of the investigation will now be on the design and certification requirements of the battery system. After an exhaustive examination of the JAL lithium-ion battery, which was comprised of 8 individual cells, investigators determined that the majority of evidence from the flight data recorder and both thermal and mechanical damage pointed to an initiating event in a single cell. That cell showed multiple signs of short-circuiting, leading to a thermal runaway condition, which then cascaded to other cells. Charred battery components indicated that the temperature inside the battery case exceeded 500 degrees Fahrenheit. Chairman Hirschman said that potential causes of the initiating short circuit currently being evaluated include battery charging, the design and construction of the battery, and the possibility of defects introduced during the manufacturing process. The FAA approved a one-time ferry flight for one of Boeing's 787 Dreamliners, but there were no passengers on board. The flight, which was made to reposition one of the airplanes from Boeing's paint facility in Fort Worth, Texas, back to Renton, Washington, took place yesterday and was the first since all of the airplanes were grounded. The New York Times reports that the FAA has not yet given the go-ahead for test flights with the airplane to see if the issues with the batteries have been resolved. Gulfstream Aerospace's G280 aircraft received type certification Thursday from the European Aviation Safety Agency, EASA. The certification recognizes that the super mid-sized aircraft demonstrates compliance with EASA airworthiness and environmental requirements. It is one of the final steps required for the G280 to be registered in a European Union country. The G280, a joint effort between Gulfstream and Israel Aerospace Industries, earned its type certification from the FAA and Civil Aviation Authority of Israel on August the 30th of 2012. It entered service on November the 13th, 2012. The aircraft's range is 3,600 nautical miles at Mach 0.8, and the G280 has a maximum operating speed of Mach 0.85. Gulfstream says the G280 is also environmentally efficient, burning less fuel and producing fewer emissions than any other super mid-sized aircraft. The U.S. DOT has assessed the air carrier Sky King a $500,000 penalty for violating rules that protect passengers when their public charter flights are suddenly canceled and ordered the carrier to cease and desist from further violations. Sky King was one of several carriers operating flights for Direct Air, a charter operator also known as Myrtle Beach Direct Air and Tours, which ceased operating in March of 2012. Direct Air arranged charters for a number of cities in the Midwest and Northeast to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and cities in Florida. Public charters differ from scheduled flights in that they operate only for a specific time period and are usually sold by a charter operator rather than an airline. DOT has specific rules applying to public charters, including a requirement that the charter operator have a financial security arrangement, such as a bond or letter of credit, and an escrow account, to protect consumers' money if a flight is canceled. In assessing its fine against Sky King, the department's Aviation Enforcement Office found the carrier violated rules requiring that it be paid prior to operating a public charter flight and prohibiting the cancellation of public charter flights less than 10 days before their scheduled departure. In addition, Sky King failed to ensure return flights for all round-trip passengers who traveled on the carrier for their outbound legs of their trips. This is the fourth and largest penalty assessed by the department related to the Direct Air program. The department is continuing to investigate Direct Air's shutdown. When Aero News continues, Washington State's Pearson Air Museum gets involuntarily shut down, Flyers' Rights loses its flamboyant leader, and she obviously was not signaling, "I'm number one."
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Friday, February the 8th. I'm Glenn Moyer. 13 years after it was established at Vancouver's Pearson Field, the Pearson Air Museum in Washington State has been shuttered by the National Park Service over a lease dispute. The museum is operated by the Fort Vancouver National Trust, a nonprofit organization operating under the auspices of the City of Vancouver. But the land belongs to the National Park Service, which had given the city a lease on the property through 2025 to operate the museum. The museum said that the closure is the result of an unresolved dispute with the National Park Service regarding park use policy. Trust administrators were asked on Monday to turn over the keys to the museum to the Park Service. Supporters of the museum have petitioned their local congressional delegation in an effort to get Washington, D.C. involved in resolving this dispute. Meanwhile, a news release said, quote, "The Trust will be contacting volunteers and contributors to determine how best to move the Air Museum program forward," end quote. After sitting on an airplane on the tarmac for 9 hours back in 2006, Kate Haney decided she would do something about it. The California real estate agent founded Flyers Rights in 2007, and the organization has gone on to become a well-known airline consumer advocacy group. Haney and the group have been vocal advocates for passengers' rights on airliners, and it was partly their efforts that eventually led to Department of Transportation rules that impose stiff fines against domestic airlines that allow planes to sit on the ground for more than 3 hours without offering passengers an opportunity to deplane. Airlines can be fined up to $12,000 per passenger for violating the tarmac delay rules. USA Today reports that in an email, Haney said she was stepping down as executive director of the group she founded for, quote, "personal and family reasons," end quote. The new executive director of the group is Paul Hudson, a member of its executive board. Ironically, it was Hudson who represented Haney in a lawsuit that she brought against American Airlines following that 9-hour delay in 2006. A photo posted on Twitter that appears to be a flight attendant making a gesture widely known as the finger to a cabin full of passengers has cost a flight attendant her job. The photo was posted on the personal page of Aeroflot flight attendant Tatiana Kozlenko on a Russian social media site. It clearly shows the gesture being made from the back of an airplane toward a full cabin, though no one appears to be looking back at whoever it is that's making the gesture, and Kozlenko's face does not appear in the photo. The shot apparently racked up dozens of likes, according to a report appearing in the UK newspaper The Mail. But then, the photo went viral on Twitter. Aeroflot did not find the photo amusing and announced that Kozlenko was no longer employed by the airline. Now, Kozlenko admits that she tagged herself in connection with the photo on the site, but she insists that it is not her hand making the gesture, and it's not even one of Aeroflot's airplanes. She says someone else posted the picture on her page, and all she did was add the tag with her name. Kozlenko has posted a plea for support from her friends and others, saying, quote, "I don't consider myself guilty," end quote. So the question seems to be, why would you tag your name to a photo that you say isn't you, and that you say you didn't post on your social media page? Apparently, Aeroflot wasn't willing to wait to find out those answers. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.